Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The center fielder, Robin Yount. Batting third. The DH, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rob Deer. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Greg Brock. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Glenn Braggs. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bill Schroeder. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Dale Sviam. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Teddy Higuera. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brett Butler. Batting second. The shortstop, Julio Franco. Batting third. The DH, Pat Tabler. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Joe Carter. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Corey Snyder. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Carmelo Castillo. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting ninth. The catcher, Rick Dempsey. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Ken Schramm. And now, play ball. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is called out on strikes. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco takes first base on ball four. Butler moves to second. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Yount. Tabler reaches second base with a double. Butler scores. Franco moves to third. It's 1-0, Indians. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter strikes out. One out. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a fly ball into left field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Franco tags and scores. Tabler tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-0, Indians. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo hits a fly ball into left field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer hits a pop-up towards first. Carter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs hits a fly ball into right field. Castillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey hits a pop-up towards third. Molitor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner takes first base on ball 4. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder takes first base on ball 4. Gantner moves to second. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviam bunts towards the mound. Schramm fields it and throws to first for the out. Gantner moves to third. Schroeder moves to second. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-1 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gantner scores. Schroeder scores. Molitor moves to second. It's Brewers, 2, Indians, 2. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Molitor. The throw from Dempsey and he is safe. Molitor steals third. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. Yount hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dempsey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Cooper strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Butler is called out on strikes. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sviam scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Tabler hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Yount. Tabler reaches second base with a double. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. Carter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Indians 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer is 0-for-1 in the game. Deer is called out on strikes. One out. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0-for-1 in the game. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carter scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brock for the out. Two outs. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs is 0-for-1 in the game. Braggs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Snyder strikes out. One out. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Castillo hits a line drive into right field. Braggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 1 in the game. Jacoby hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Indians 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Gantner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler. Gantner reaches second base with a double. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Schroeder bunts towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. Gantner moves to third. One out. Dale Sviem is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviem is 0 for 0 in the game. Sviem hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gantner tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Brewers. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Molitor is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0 for 1 in the game. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 0 for 1 in the game. Dempsey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Butler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dempsey moves to second. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Franco hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Yount. Franco reaches second base with a double. Dempsey scores. Butler moves to third. It's Brewers, 3, Indians, 3. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sviem scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Butler scores. 2 outs. It's 4-3, Indians. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 2 in the game. Carter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 2 in the game. Yount is called out on strikes. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 2 in the game. Cooper hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Brewers, 4, Indians, 4. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer is 0 for 2 in the game. Deer takes first base on ball 4. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 2 in the game. Brock hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler. Brock reaches second base with a double. Deer moves to third. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs is 0 for 2 in the game. Braggs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Deer scores. Brock scores. Braggs moves to second. It's 6-4, Brewers. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carter scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gantner for the out. Two outs. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Schroeder hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Snyder hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-5, Brewers. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Castillo hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Brewers, 6, Indians, 6. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-2 in the game. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sviam scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-2 in the game. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dempsey hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Schroeder settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Indians 6. The Brewers will come to bat. Scott Bales now pitching. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviam is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Sviam hits a fly ball into left field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Molitor hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-3 in the game. Yount hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Butler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Franco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Butler moves to third. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Tabler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Butler scores. Franco moves to second. It's 7-6, Indians. Chris Bosio now pitching. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-3 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bosio fields it and throws to second for the out. Franco moves to third. One out. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Carter. The throw from Schroeder and he is safe. Carter steals second. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Snyder strikes out. 2 outs. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Castillo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Franco scores. Carter moves to third. It's 8-6, Indians. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-3 in the game. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Brewers 6. The Brewers will come to bat. Corey Snyder now playing right field. Mel Hall now playing left field. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Cooper hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Deer hits a line drive into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jim Pachyorek pinch hits for Greg Brock. Jim Pachyorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pachyorek hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cooper moves to second. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Braggs strikes out. 2 outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carter scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gantner for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Brewers 6. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Pachyorek now playing first base. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-3 in the game. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Bozzio. Bernazard moves to second. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dempsey bunts towards the mound. Bozzio fields it and throws to first for the out. Bernazard moves to third. 1 out. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Butler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Butler. The throw from Schroeder and he is safe. Butler steals second. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Franco hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bernazard tags and scores. Butler tags and moves to third. 2 outs. It's 9-6, Indians. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. He's got 3 RBIs. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Brewers 6. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Felder pinch hits for Bill Schroeder. Mike Felder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dale Sviem is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviem is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Sviem hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Molitor hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-4 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 9, and Milwaukee Brewers, 6. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.